WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With a hit CD and a movie about them, Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club has been the biggest foreign music phenomenon to hit the U.S. since Paul Simon's Graceland. Now a flood of albums has followed Buena Vista. Music critic Milo Miles sorts through the stack and picks three Cuban albums for those who want to step outside of the club.
En el sendero de mi vida te viste allí una flor que apenas su perfume delicioso me embriagó. Cuando empezaba a percibir su aroma se esfumó. Así vive mi alma, triste y sola, así vive mi amor.
A basic move to understand music from other countries is to go beyond the token stage, where one group of performers, no matter how delightful, represent an entire culture. But from the simple, strong foundation of the Buena Vista Social Club, you can now cruise into an impressive variety of Cuban music, new and old. The easiest follow-up is the collection called Casa de la Trova, which might as well be known as Buena Vista Social Club, the sequel, though it does not have the same players. It does feature a couple of the same songs, no surprise since Trova are the modified and urbanized folk tunes that function as the classic pop of Cuba. In the familiar Buena Vista format, you get veteran local stars with, if anything, even more diverse backing. The performances are just as relaxed and lived in, with delicious down-home soul dripping from them like syrup.
En tu huerto sembré flor de amores y flor de dolor. En tu huerto encontré y en tu huerto sembré la esperanza y flor de venganza. Tu huerto me si aún conservo la flor traicionera, si ella sabe del mal que me acechó, y es para ti, porque cuando tú mueras, voy a poner esa flor.
¿A dónde?
En tu divino pecho.
¿Por qué?
Porque el que a hierro mata, él llegará a su día con. El que a hierro también se morirá. Pero tú mataste mi alegría,
Belén, Belén, paz,
y algún día me la pagará.
On a much more jet-set level, but just as off the screen for the Western world, were Los Zafiros, the Sapphires. In the early 1960s, this quintet served as Cuba's teen idols, doo-wop harmonizers, and flashy rock stars all in one. The Los Zafiros retrospective called Bossa Cubana contains perhaps too much of their work. They could be very derivative of Americano styles. But when they hit their own groove, could they deliver? Oh, yes.
Cubanita primorosa, juguetona y deliciosa. Cuando asome en la mañana su sonrisa de La Habana, con su suave movimiento tan ligeros como el viento, que me excita y me fascina, que me lleve y me domina, bossa cubana.
Los Zafiros were dominated by a live hard and die young ethos foreign to most Cuban bands. How else are you going to get faded stars old and sweet enough to join the Buena Vista Social Club? Exactly how a bunch of performers can be hard workers and still throw a wing-ding party is demonstrated by the remarkable two-CD set Estrellas de Areto. In 1979, an African record producer who lived in Paris bankrolled a week's worth of recording sessions in Havana and invited more than 30 of the most celebrated Cuban improvisers to do a lot of easygoing jamming. Strangely enough, the five LPs that resulted were duds in Cuba and pretty much disappeared for 20 years. Now we can hear that that was a shame. Estrellas de Areto is one of those rare occasions where a large, non-working band comes together and hits the sweet spot right between heavy arrangement and loose blowing. There's some vocal features, but long chains of instrumental interaction are the rule. The standout soloist, as it seems he always is pianist Ruben Gonzalez, the king of the Buena Vista social clubbers. However, the long workouts on Estrellas de Areto are fiercer and more demanding than the Buena Vista pieces. They probe far into the sweet and musky thickets of Cuban rhythm and soul. They are not for tourists.
Milo Miles is music editor at rock.com.